Let's go ahead and let's look ahead here. Our announcements are printed. Tuesday, May 20th is Tuesday's get-together meal, and there's a sign-up sheet in the back of the church, and that's held at the First Baptist Church in Moquegua. How many did you serve last week? That's good. It's really good. Thank you all for all those that participate. It's all volunteer help, and thank you for those that do that. Note that Wednesday night there's no Bible study, nor at 1 p.m. Friday's the Christ Youth Club group is meeting. Saturday the 24th is Assumption Fest Parade, and it says, see Don if you're interested in participating in the parade. Then next Sunday, the next one is the 25th. Things will be as normal. Is there anything that we hope? Yes, we... I used to go to school at Normal. And there wasn't nothing normal about the Normal school. Even the kids that went there weren't quite normal. So we have here, looking at, somebody the other day asked what the June 7th movie was about, and it's Courageous. So we're going to have that. Is there any announcements that are not printed that needed to be stated at this time? He said, I would like to thank each and every one of you that opened up your doors to the Thomas Davis family after the graveside service on April 18th of the 25th of this year. I mean, April 25th. April 18th of 2025. How about that? Come on, Gene. The food, friendship, and love extended to our family and our friends can never be measured. Thank you again. God bless each and every one of you. Special thank you goes to Dawn, Bonnie Davis. So if any don't understand, don't know that individual, he was buried out here, and there was nothing planned for the funeral dinner or anything like that, and Dawn and some of the ladies in the church got together and they pulled it off, and people were very, very appreciative of it. And I mean, it's a time of sorrow, and somebody to think about them that they didn't even know, which was great. Anything else?
The Ark Encounter sign up is on the backboard now. There's a blue page, so if you're interested in going, please put your name up there.
Okay. Any birthdays?
You have a birthday?
I forgot last week. So anybody had one last week? You're due. Okay, anything else? All right, we're a little thin this morning. So I want you all to reach out like this. Did you hit anybody?
Yep.
Well, you could say, good morning. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're touching. Or you could look at them and say, don't you ever touch me again. But since you're in church, let's go with the first. Y'all, now that you've woken up, prepare your hearts and minds for worship. Thank you.
I think somebody just got slapped.
Good morning. Rejoice. How many of us have something to rejoice about? If we think about it, we all do. We can rejoice about friends and family, accomplishments of said friends and family, but most of all, our salvation through Christ. Luke 15, verse 7. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. And Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So today, on this beautiful day, let us rejoice in the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I say rejoice. Last week, we decided to follow Jesus, and Pastor posed the question, now what? So this morning, we're going to discuss present day, now what, and the future, now what. Come one, come all, to the greatest feast on earth? No, the greatest feast in heaven. Revelations 19:9. And the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he added, these are true words that come from God. Come one, come all, where your admission is paid for by the blood of Christ. Through his crucifixion and resurrection, you have free admission. On screen, you can see your golden ticket. This is your admittance into heaven. This is your admittance to the banquet table. Acts 4:12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Will you be at the table? So now that you are at the banquet hall, where to sit? Surely the richest foods and wines will be at the head of the table. Everybody wants to sit next to Jesus. Or shall I be seated with loved ones? The scripture says this about James and John, sons of thunder, Mark 10:35-45. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him. And they said, teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. And Jesus said, what is your request? He asked. And they replied, when you sit on your glorious throne, we want to sit in place of honor next to you, one on your right and one on your left. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering that I am about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptizing of suffering that I must be baptized with? And they replied, oh yes, we are able. And Jesus told them, you will indeed drink from my bitter cup and be baptized with my baptism of suffering. But I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. For God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. When the other 10 disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them together and said, you know the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be a servant, and whoever wants to be a slave among you must slave for everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and give his life as a ransom for many. So seating arrangement is done by God. This is totally hypothetical. But what if your seating in the cuisine was directly related to your works on earth? We all know that we do not get to heaven by works alone, right? That's by salvation only. Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21. Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, where thieves break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there lies the desires of your heart will also be. So let me draw an analogy. Let us compare our seating and cuisine to the parable of the sower. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he went out to plant some seeds, some fell upon a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Seeds being the works or deeds, what is being accomplished here? There is nothing to show that the seeds even left the sower's hand. This, my friends, is the equivalent of a bologna sandwich, maybe one with cheese. Because the seeds have left the sower's hand and they have fell upon the rocky soil of the footpath, nothing sprouted. Nothing became of those seeds. Matthew 13, verses 5 and 6. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they did not have deep roots, they died. Are our works shallow? Are they to glorify ourselves or to glorify God? We need to be sure that all that we do is to glorify God. If not, why are we doing it at all? When it comes to cuisine, this might be a cafeteria lunch. No thrills, enough to sustain you, but not good enough to thrill the palate or to please God. Matthew 13:7. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. This is the most difficult. Are you sowing seed, doing works, and getting no return? No matter the amount of seed dispersed, nothing grows. Don't despair. God sees the amount of seed that you are sowing. For you, your cuisine might be the finest buffet or steakhouse or seafood joint. You continue to sow seed regardless of the results. Matthew 13:8. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop of 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as they had been planted. The sowing is strong here. This is the same as drilling beans or wheat. There are Christians out there hustling for God, always looking for ways to do God's work, always depending on Jesus. The joy of the Lord shows in their life in all circumstances, and they will be eating like the Rockefellers. All of our works touch and affect somebody's lives. So I hope that you have enjoyed this analogy. And our treasures are stored in heaven, and our hope and salvation lies in Christ. So I ask you today, so where will you be seated, and what will your cuisine be today?